And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start today in South Carolina, where an IHOP restaurant has found itself in a bit of trouble. The breakfast giant recently agreed to pay $40,000 to settle a religious discrimination lawsuit filed by a former employee. The man, who was hired as a cook in January 2021, was initially allowed to keep his Sundays work free for his religious observance. However, when new management took over later in the year, they apparently decided that hash browns were holier than thou. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission stepped in, arguing that the man's termination violated his religious liberty. As part of the settlement, the Texas-based franchise owner must now inform employees about the ruling and revise its policy. And moving on, a researcher from Loughborough University claims that all of our beloved memes might be frying more than just our brains. Professor Ian Hodgkinson suggests that every time we share a meme, we're inadvertently contributing to climate change. I bet you didn't see that one coming. I mean, okay, you can understand the argument for inadvertently contributing to divisiveness, hatred on the internet, those types of things. Climate change, though? Apparently all those cat videos and dad jokes we've been hoarding in the cloud are creating some type of carbon emissions that are ruining this planet. Shame on you. And me too. It's worth noting that Hodgkinson didn't offer any experimental data or anything to back up his claim because, hey, these days, if it sounds like it might make you famous, just go ahead and say it and claim that you're really smart. In other news, a recent thread on social media has shed light on the Gay Straight Alliance chapter that Governor Tim Walz helped start in a Minnesota school during his teaching days in the 1990s, with critics arguing that the alliances sometimes operate under false pretenses and may facilitate dangerous practices for underage children. Oh, you don't say. Lastly, as we gear up for another school year, parents across the country are facing more than just the usual back-to-school jitters. Specifically in California, the newly signed Safety Act, don't know how safe it is, but it has raised eyebrows because it forbids schools from discussing a child's gender dysphoria with their parents without the child's permission first. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris administration has proposed changes to Title IX that would redefine sex to include gender identity, potentially affecting everything from restroom use to overnight school trips. And similar debates are also unfolding in the medical sphere. Recent emails have come to light exposing pressure from high-ranking officials to remove age limits on certain medical procedures for minors. And at the same time, over 20 states have banned efforts to counsel kids who want help to grow comfortable with their bodies while still allowing other interventions. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.